Nicki Minaj breaks a record held by Lauryn Hill. Britney Spears and Elton John finally debut Hold Me Closer. And we have what you need to know about the 2022 MTV VMAs. It's Friday, August 26th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Nicki Minaj has reason to be super excited about her new song, Super Freaky Girl. The 39-year-old rap star has become the first female artist to have a solo hip-hop track debut at number one in the U.S. since Lauryn Hill with Doo Wop That Thing in 1998. Minaj is also the first solo female artist to have a song debut at number one so far this year. In its first week of release, Super Freaky Girl topped the Billboard Hot 100, which is based on sales, streams, and radio airplay. It was streamed more than 21 million times and downloaded 89,000 times. Minaj single samples the 1981 Rick James track Super Freak, which spent 24 weeks on the Hot 100, but never made it higher than number 16. MC Hammer's 1990 hit You Can't Touch This, which also samples Super Freak, peaked at number 8 on the chart. Super Freaky Girl is Minaj's first solo number one hit in the US. She previously topped the Hot 100 with 2020's Trolls with 6ix9ine and Say So with Doja Cat. On the Canadian Hot 100, Super Freaky Girl debuted at number 8, and on the UK official chart, it earned the number 15 spot. On Sunday, Minaj will be presented with the Vanguard Award at the MTV VMAs, and she is co-hosting. She's scheduled to perform a medley of her hits. Elton John and Britney Spears have released their highly anticipated collaboration Hold Me Closer, a reimagining of John's 1971 Tiny Dancer that kicks off with the first verse of his 1992 song The One and interpolates a bit of 1976's Don't Go Breaking My Heart. The track was produced by Andrew Watt and Canada's Circuit, aka Toronto-born, Nova Scotia-raised Henry Walter. The pair crafted Hold Me Closer by reimagining the original strings, guitar, piano, and background vocals from Tiny Dancer, and adding bass by Watt and drum programming by Circuit. John added new piano parts, and Spears recorded her vocal at Rott's home studio in California. "She sang fantastically," John told The Guardian. "Everyone was saying they didn't think she could sing anymore, but I said, she was brilliant when she started, so I think she can. And she did it, and I was so thrilled what she did." John said it was his Canadian husband David Furnish's idea to bring in Spears, who needed some reassurances. "We had to get her to approve what she did," he said. "She's been away so long, there's a lot of fear that because she's been betrayed so many times, that she hasn't really been in the public eye officially for so long. We've been holding her hand through the whole process, reassuring her that everything is going to be all right." We've added Hold Me Closer to iHeart New Music, and there's a link to that stream in the description for this episode. The 38th MTV Music Video Awards are going down on Sunday night in New Jersey. Here's what you need to know about the big show. The VMAs take place on April 28th at 8 p.m. at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. The show will be broadcast in Canada on MTV and Much. Nicki Minaj, LL Cool J, and Jack Harlow are sharing hosting duties, and there will be performances by both Jack Harlow and Nicki Minaj, as well as Anita, Blackpink, Lizzo, Måneskin, J Balvin, Marshmello and Khalid, Panic at the Disco, Kane Brown, Eminem and Snoop Dogg, and Bad Bunny. Nicki Minaj and Red Hot Chili Peppers will also perform medleys of their hits. We've got a complete list of the nominations at the link in the description for this episode, and Canada is well represented with nominations for The Weeknd and Drake with 5 each, and Justin Bieber with 4, and Avril Lavigne with 2. Plus, the VMA pre-show will feature Tate McRae as a correspondent. Beyoncé tops the list of VMA winners with 29 wins, followed by Madonna with 20, and Lady Gaga with 18. The Canadian artist with the most VMAs is Justin Bieber, who has collected 6. We'll have some live social coverage on the night, so feel free to join us at iHeartRadio.ca. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.